With winters above average temperatures and snowfall totals way below normal, it's been a real challenge for the skiing industry this year. But for ski centers that have invested heavily into snowmaking equipment, it would take a force more powerful than El Nino to keep the snow from their slopes. One ski center that's up and running this spring is Bristol Mountain, located an hour southeast of Rochester, New York. Bristol has always used its snowmaking capability to complement the snow that fell naturally, but they were one of the first, some 30 years ago, to operate with 100% snowmaking, meaning they don't really have to rely on Mother Nature. Bristol spokesman Mike Fowler says this year has actually been pretty typical for them.
With the snowmaking situation now, you know, as long as we can get some cold temperatures, the mountain itself can do without the natural snow.
What keeps the man-made snow flying is an intricate underground 40-mile pipeline system. Huge air compressors and pumps make it possible to churn up to 3,000 gallons of water a minute into snow. Standing at the base of Bristol's trail gives a better perspective on their snowmaking capabilities.
This is Rocket Run. This is the Bristol Mountain signature trail. And it's a 1,200-foot vertical, which is the highest vertical between the Catskills and the Colorado Rockies.
Now, just looking at this hill, looking up and looking at all the trails to the left and the right of it, how much snow of this is natural and how much is man-made?
I'd say probably there's not much natural snow on any of these hills. For the most part, this is almost exclusively man-made snow on the entire hill.
Covering that hill is the responsibility of Bristol's mountain manager, Ken Keenan, who explains that even though 32 degrees is when water freezes, it's not cold enough to make snow. It has to be at least 28 degrees and for a fairly prolonged period.
Just to get the system all started up and primed, you're looking at an hour and a half, 2 hours. And then, of course, starting all the guns. By the time you, from start to finish, starting up the last gun, you're probably looking at about a 2 to 3 hour period.
The process of converting water into snow is an expensive one. Keenan says the price tag ranges from $500 to $1,000 an hour. Snowmaking resorts like Bristol take advantage of any cold spells by stockpiling as much man-made snow as they can produce. Holly Gilmore of Boyne Mountain and Boyne Highlands in northern Michigan says having gone with 100% snowmaking 2 years ago has helped them stay open the entire season. By contrast, resorts with limited snowmaking in southern Michigan and elsewhere have already closed. And what about that man-made snow? Ken Keenan says its quality definitely measures up.
The man-made snow holds up a lot better to traffic and freeze-thaw cycles, mainly due to the structure of the flake or crystal. It's more condensed than a natural snowflake.
Advances in other technologies helps Keenan and his crew to keep better tabs on their vast snowmaking system via computer.
There's a mountain map on here that has all of our hydrants on it, and that will show me how many hydrants are running and at what locations.
While it costs resorts hundreds of thousands of dollars to purchase and maintain their snowmaking systems, the investments have paid off in a big way, helping to keep their trails open during this past winter that almost wasn't. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Carol Colella in Rochester, New York.